Hey everybody, Tosh Moore here.
And this is Olivia Plies.
This is the 319th episode of the Verbal Mosh comic book podcast, where we talk about comics and stuff. And though Comic-Con International is over, we're still here. And you can find us on our website, theverbalmosh.com, facebook.com/theverbalmosh, at theverbalmosh is our handle on Twitter. You can also leave us an email at theverbalmosh@gmail.com. You can also check out our sponsors, the Comics Podcast Network, to which we are proud members of, www.comicspodcast.com. And stuff. Well,
that's about it.
Is it? Yeah. Is it really it? Okay. Yeah. So, before we get into the news or any comics that we're going to talk about today, I saw Escape from LA on HBO Go. And in keeping with Bruce Campbell and Ash versus Evil Dead, I was like, oh, Bruce Campbell's in this. And he's a Surgeon General of California. And whoever did the makeup for that did a fantastic job. I recommend anyone to go see that movie.
Why? What do you mean? Like, is it scary or something? Or
no, more like you see Bruce Campbell and you're just like, wow, he looks like...
Wait, but what do you mean by makeup? Like, what kind of effect is it? Is he, like, dressing up like a woman? Dressing up like a monster? What do you mean by makeup?
You know, you just said dressing up like a woman and dressing up like a monster?
Yeah.
Combine those two things.
A woman monster?
Like a female weird Frankenstein thing. Yeah.
I hit it right on the money.
Surprisingly, yes. Yes. So, you know, for those of you who have HBO Go, or even HBO Now.
Check it out?
Oh, yeah, check it out. So, the newts and news. Newts and news. Fuck! Why can't I talk today? News. Okay, it's not news. The things that came out of Comic-Con International, which they really should stop calling it that. It should just be like, hey, movies.
What do you think about, like, all that stuff getting leaked afterwards from Comic-Con? I mean, it's such a big deal to go to Comic-Con and get to see this, the footage and everything before anybody else does. But then it's, like, put up on the internet right away. Like, how do you feel about that? I mean, it's great.
If you're not there, yeah, that's
great
one thing.
If you're not there, because then you get to take part in what was happening there. But then you feel kind of gypped if you went there and spent all that money, and yet there it is on the internet for everyone to, you know, to find out about.
I think the companies themselves, I think they do it. I think they are the ones who leak it.
Really? Like all those, like the trailers are like completely...
To continue to build that excitement. They're like, all right, we got this little niche audience who we've got, but now we've got to reach that mainstream audience. So we'll casually leak, I'm using air quotes here, leak this trailer and try and get a gauge of what needs to be changed or...
Yeah, but I thought that's the whole point of like showing it at Comic-Con is to get a gauge there and see people's reactions there.
I think someone is hip. Someone in the corporate world is hip to like whatever we show these fools at Comic-Con. They'll be like, because you know when you go to a comic book convention,
you think it's okay to do though?
Yeah, I think it's okay. I really do, because eventually you're gonna see the trailer anyway, and I get like the people who are in the hall get to see it first time around. And that's cool, but eventually someone's going to fucking leak it, so they might as well pretend that they leaked it in high-definition quality, no less. Like, it's cool if you spend all that money. I get it. Like, you get and you go there, but then, like I said, I think some corporate suit is like anything that we put up there, they're going to cheer because, you know, if you ask a negative question, you will be shamed at these conventions. They don't want to, you know, have an interesting dialogue about comics. They just want you to be like, this is what we're putting out. You should be buying it. Now clap your fucking hands. Clap, 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 clap. While Dan DiDio rakes in the money with his big DC baseball cap.
You don't think the audience is going to eventually turn on them if they keep doing that?
No. No. I honestly, won't change anything.
Okay. That's interesting.
Because a good portion of those people who go there, they're going to, like I said, that I don't think it's going to affect them buying tickets to Comic-Con anyway.
Yeah.
Because all those people who were like, I can't believe, if there is someone out there who said that, I can't believe they did that. Fuck Comic-Con. They're the motherfuckers waiting in line on Sunday to buy tickets for next year. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, it's like wrestling fans. The people who are still watching it and still talking about it on message boards, we've got you lock, stock, and barrel, and we don't need to cater to you. It's the casual fan that we need to cater to. You don't even factor into our plans. Fuck you. You're just written off as a given. So that's how I feel. Like those comic book fans who go to the conventions and they go nuts, and that's all great and good and well, but we still need to make money off this motherfucker.
Yeah.
We can't like have the nerves like hooray. And then turn around and not go see it in theaters.
Yeah.
You know? Still got to market it.
Yeah. Okay.
So So that's just my opinion on it. I was going to write about it on theverbalmosh.com, and I probably will at some point, I guess. I'll add some ideas to it. Go to theverbalmosh.com because I'll have a written review for Batman, 10 Nights of the Beast, where Batman saves President Reagan.
Fascinating.
I wish I was making that shit up. Everyone else gets killed, but Batman can protect the president. He's like, well, good enough, I guess.
Well, who gets killed?
Like, is 12 other people.
Important people, or is, yes, just like, 12 other know, people. Bodyguards or something?
12 other people who were supposed to like build like this, the Star Wars program from the 80s. They're like, we got 15 people, and without them, the program could be crippled. And then like 14 people get killed because Batman's too goddamn slow. And then he's like, well,
he's only one man. He's not like Superman. He can't. Exactly. He's not faster than a bullet. He can't be everywhere.
He's like, well, Robin, I kind of saved the president, so yeah. It's funny to see Ronald Reagan call Batman young man.
Because you just picture him in your head speaking like that.
I can imagine Batman. That's right, Pops. Speaking of Batman, from Comic Con International, you've got the Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice trailer where you got to see Wonder Woman and other thing, and Ben Affleck growl with his gray hair.
And it was so funny how I sort of recognized Ben Affleck. I was like, man, that guy really looks like Ben Affleck.
I remember you said that, yeah. It shows a lot of the destruction of Metropolis, and there's a Wayne Enterprise building there.
There's a lot of that in the last Superman movie, wasn't there?
Yeah, a lot of destruction. Like,
Metropolis.
First of all, yeah, the...
It was Dragon Ball Z Metropolis.
Yes, I remember you said that. You totally said that. One thing that bothered me was Jesse Eisenberg's fucking... That hair. I was like, oh, boy. He just looked weird with that big red...
Who was he supposed to be? Was he supposed to be the Joker or something?
Oh.
Jesse Eisenberg.
That's,
yeah,
Lex Luthor.
Oh, Lex Luthor?
He's supposed to be Lex Luthor, yeah. And that wig just, I was like, that, wow, that big red mane looks wrong.
Yeah.
Man, I think he's going to be like, I got my kryptonite ring, Superman. Oh, I made my hair fall out. I blame you, Superman.
Beautiful, luxurious hair so that he could be more upset when it falls out.
Yeah, so he's like, Superman made me bald, impotent.
Radiation.
Yeah. Oh, Superman's the reason why I got to take this erectile dysfunction medicine. Oh.
Oh.
There were parts where I was like, hey, Batman fighting Superman. That's cool before they do the invariable, you know, let's team up, bro. Leonard had sent me a link and was like, this trailer, oh, man, makes me really stoked to see this movie. And then I saw this trailer. I saw the original trailer, teaser, and I was like, eh. And then I saw this, and the same feeling came through me. Eh.
I'm still going to see it,
yeah.
Yeah, but I wasn't, like, very crazy about what I saw in the trailer. Like,
neither was
it
I.
It seemed kind of typical superhero movie. Nothing really grabbed me.
It's Avengers with two people instead of, like, eight.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for Ant-Man this weekend. Yeah, as your Marvel calendar suggests, go see Ant-Man or we'll get you. Oh, so yeah, it's right there, written right there.
They're going to send their ants to attack us?
Oh,
army of red ants, probably.
I was thinking of when The Simpsons, where Milhouse had the... He ate all that ice cream at the church gospel.
Yeah.
And he was like, ants are crawling in my mouth and I don't care. I was
like, I stand. So
I picture that happening. I don't care. The Suicide Squad trailer I saw. I was like, boy.
Second time.
Yeah, I was like, boy, Will Smith still sucks.
You must really like that trailer, though, if you've seen it.
Just to see Jared Leto as a Joker.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, look at his grill, yo. He's got metal in his teeth. Although, Jay Courtney, or Ja Courtney, however the fuck you say it, the guy who played Kyle Reese in Terminator Sega Genesis, he's in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in this movie in Suicide Squad. He's Captain Boomerang. I'm sorely disappointed they won't be using the same actor from the Flash TV show to play the Flash in the movies.
Yeah, I know. You've been talking about that forever.
They're like, continuity! Bah! DC! Let's just merge all our Earths together. Now, somehow, we got six.
After merging all of them together.
Yeah.
So
Grant Morrison, it's Grant Morrison math. 1 + 1 = 6. 6 royalty checks you gotta pay me. I gave y'all Black Superman. Looperman, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, trying to think, what's another? The Ash vs. Evil Dead was fucking spot on awesome.
Yeah, that's made me a new wanna, series on, what was it, Stars?
Made me want to get fucking cable. And then I was like, oh, Hulu. Watching on Hulu.
Yes, because hopefully it'll be on there. But that looks fantastic. It looks hilarious.
Yes.
Just like the old Evil Dead movies where they were like scary yet funny. Not like that remake they tried to do of the Evil Dead.
They did a remake?
Yeah, remember?
Oh, it came out, like, I didn't see it.
A couple years ago.
I didn't even care.
a year or two ago. I don't remember. Yeah, I didn't care either. They tried to do Evil Dead, but like make it scary, and it just looked terrible.
It has to have some sort of camp factor to it.
Yeah, because that was the whole appeal of it.
Because that's Darkman, basically. Yeah. Darkman's like a superhero that's like got a little bit of camp to it. I'm not gonna lie, I mean,
all those like skeletons, those puppetry, you know, walking all funny. It's great. Yeah, the shaky camera.
I was thinking of Sam Raimi's Darkman, and just right. Years before Michael Bay did it.
I was kind of upset though with the fact that none of the monsters said like, "I'll swallow your soul."
Oh.
Nobody said that.
Well, we don't know that just yet.
From the trailer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What else? I'm trying to think. Was there any trailers?
Were you going to say something else about Darkman?
Oh, no, Darkman, yeah, see, because my train of thought always gets lost, but Darkman, like, the first one with Liam Neeson is pretty good, but I like the second one with Arnold Vosloo, and the third one.
I think that's the one that I saw. Yeah, I think we watched it together, the second one.
Oh, yeah, Durant. Yeah, it was Darkman, uh-huh. Darkman 2, The Return of Durant, and Darkman 3, Die, Darkman, Die. I love that movie. The Darkman, the... Yeah, no, okay.
Yeah.
The Star Wars trailer.
Yeah.
And Simon Pegg was like, "Oh, I like making movies."
Well, that wasn't much of a trailer. It was just like, reel. You know, the reel that they showed at Comic-Con.
Wait, and
I was surprised to see Simon Pegg in that movie. I was like, what's he doing there walking around?
He's a Jawa.
He's in everything.
What was the other movie that's supposed to be coming out? The name. Because next Star Trek movie, Star Trek Beyond. Without J.J. Abrams, so they should just call it Star Trek W/Abrams. Without Abrams. W-O Abrams.
Without Abrams.
Yeah.
Why should they point that out? Because you think it's going to be terrible, so people got to brace themselves?
I don't think... Oh, I got a bad feeling it's not going to be as good as Star Trek and Star Trek Into Darkness. Because Star Trek Into Darkness is awesome. Oh, it was awesome. RoboCop was the commander of Starfleet. Peter Weller. He plays a great menacing bad guy.
Yeah.
Too bad he left acting to become a real doctor. He's like, "I'm a paleontologist. Me and RoboCop are going to fight these dinosaurs."
He did not say that.
Okay, maybe not. Oh, Frank Miller is to be releasing through DC. This is the biggest bullshit. They're like, Frank Miller's Dark Knight 3, The Master Race. And it was like, but not written by Miller. It'll be written by Brian Azzarello with a cover by Frank Miller with fucking interior by Jim Lee and some other artists. And I was like, this is the exact opposite of what the fuck the comic book industry needs. Remember that story that people hear about or they talk about that they read but really didn't? Here you go. Frank Miller's Batman. A fucking gen. And he hasn't done anything constructive since Man Without Fear in 1995.
Yeah.
He hasn't. I think DC paid him $1 million to do Dark Knight Strikes Again. And that sucked.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I'm coming back to do All-Star Batman and Robin. The Boy Wonder. Remember that with Jim Lee?
Yeah.
Remember how fucking terrible that was?
I don't even remember it.
That's how fucking bad it was. Oh my god.
But he's back again with just his name on his book.
It should be called Frank Miller's Royalty Check. Fuck. And then you're like, well, that's what it sells. That, you know, and I'm just
his
no.
Name recognition. That's yes. What grabs people.
But he hasn't
that's
done.
Why his name is all giant on the cover.
Yeah, he's like Alan Moore. He hasn't done anything good in years. Shit. Alan Moore just does like, he pumps out shit and people like, because they know that brand or. I take it back. They don't know the brand. The retailer knows his brand, knows that name, and they'll have fond memories of Watchmen.
Well, the retailer and diehard comic book fans, but not like a casual fan probably wouldn't be.
No, they'll be like, Alan Moore, fuck, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Get that guy who wrote Watchmen.
Especially young kids these days.
Yeah, I don't think they read the credits. Even you said it, you don't read the credits sometimes.
Sometimes.
I always read the credits, strangely enough. When I was a kid, I didn't.
Yeah.
I would be like, credits, nobody created this. This really happened. I'm just reading it now. Oh, Spider-Man's head looks like a ball.
Well, I read it, and then sometimes I just forget, too. There's also that.
Forget to read it, or?
No, I read it, and then I forget who worked on it.
Fair enough. But, yeah, I saw that, and I was like, fucking cash grab. Which I'm fine with, because Marvel is just like, now during Secret War, they're just like, remember all those crossovers we had before? And those big events? They're back, but told differently. And basically, they should have just been like, well, this month, for Secret Wars, fuck you.
Well, you know it's a cash grab, so the only thing to do is not buy it, not pick it up. To let people know, you know, I'm not buying into that.
You can't stop me. Mm-hmm. Fantastic Four still comes out next month. I forgot all about that.
Forgot about that, too.
Gonna go see. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's pretty much about the news. You got anything you want to add?
Nope, don't think so.
at all? Superman's an illegal alien? You going back to Cuba, bro.
What? Oh, because they had those giant posters.
Yeah, yeah.
Send away the illegal alien, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I would like it in this movie if, like, Kevin Costner shows up.
Yeah, oh, you know what? You
can, I wasn't dead, son. You know that was an actor.
I'm sure, like, people put up, like, memes of, like, Donald Trump trying to kick out Superman. Send that illegal immigrant out of here.
Get out of here, you super racist. I mean, rapist. Super racist. I don't know. I just came out the wrong way. Oh, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Truth, justice, get your ass out of this country. Mm-hmm. But technically, wasn't he born here?
No.
Legally, he could say, Superman? Like, yeah, my birthing matrix opened and I was here, y'all.
No, but he was born on Krypton.
You sure?
He just came out of a ship.
He's a refugee.
In the U.S.
He's like those Cubans who come here. He's a refugee. Sanctuary.
What else? What do you call them? The kids that... I forget what the term is. Because, you know, when you have the illegal immigrants, but they're kids and they let them stay here because they're kids. The term.
Refugee?
No. They call him something. I forget.
Refugee?
No. Something else. There's another name.
What does it start with? Like R?
I don't remember at all.
Refuge? Brought to you by the letter G.
No. All okay, right. We'll move along.
We talk about comics this week. The comics said, we got 3 books. I'm not doing a pick of the week with just 3 books. And next week, guess what? We're getting another 3 books. Still not doing pick of the week. We'll get back into it eventually when we're getting, like, when Marvel starts hammering out all their books and DC starts hammering out all more of their books, we'll have more books and I'll be able to write up reviews. But there's some classic stuff on the site, so just remember to go to www.theverbalmosh.com. I'm not even going to say fucking www. Just
also,
theverbalmosh.com.
Also check it out for all our other reviews, like the movie reviews that I do, etc.
Oh, yeah, because we saw Terminator Genesis and Sega, and then... It was good.
I like that quiet Sega.
Hey. I feel like Homer. Wee-woo. Like Homer's buying the ambulance. Buy me. I was like, oh, I should get that.
Yeah.
Wait, they showed the trailer for the new Ghostbusters with women's.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. Did you see it?
No.
I saw just like a picture of one of the frames from the movie where they were all wearing those outfits with the stripes on them, the double stripes.
I was just like, oh, Bill. Like if Bill Murray saw this, he's probably rolling around in his grave. And if he is, that means he's alive. Let that man out. Okay. Enough jokes about Bill Murray. BM. That bowel movement.
I can't imagine. Like, it looked terrible, too. Like, why didn't they stick to more of a classic look with the outfits? Like, what's with the stripes? Especially those horizontal stripes. Like, that kind of look always kind of makes people look wider than they are. And, you know, they're putting it on women. I don't know.
Hey, Melissa McCarthy, put this on. Put this on, fatty.
Let's make you look even fatter.
After the non-success of Paul Blart. I think I read somewhere someone was like, oh, that movie's racist. They should do Paula Blart with Melissa McCarthy. I was like, what the fuck?
What?
They're like, oh, racist? They're like, oh, it's sexist. Because, Paul Blart, he's a big fat guy doing fat guy things. They should have one for big fat women do big fat things. And I was like, what the fuck? We're taking this shit a little too far, folks.
Yeah.
All right. So Constantine, the Hellblazer, number 2, by Ming Doyle, James Scott Snyder's pal, Tinian the 4th. Some other people whose names are too ethnic, I can't pronounce. Riley Rossimo.
This wasn't...
Rossimo.
Yeah, and Co. Placentia.
No, not...
No?
F. Co.
No?
No. I think it's someone that they... Like a family someone, member that they were like...
Family member?
Yeah, that'll bring you into the industry. Don't worry about talent. Fuck that.
Oh, who is it?
Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
Ivan Ooze. So in this story, John Constantine is just like, I'm back to being young, and my trench coat isn't as long as before, and someone's killing my ghost friends.
Well, he's trying to figure out, first, how in the world can someone even kill a ghost, because these people already died once, how can they die again?
And you can't die twice.
Yeah.
Second time's a charm.
So he's got to figure out who's behind all of this, you know, he wants to protect his friends that he has around him.
Especially Gary.
Yeah, because even though they're, like, haunting him because they're angry at him, he still wants to protect them, you know.
Because they're friends.
Yeah.
So John ends up going all through all these thin places through New York.
Because thin places are areas where, like, the supernatural cross over into the human world.
And the one guy that he's talking to where he's looking for one particular item, a really like particular thin place. He looked like the tall man from Phantasm, the movie. Yeah. Maybe just an idea. I don't know. It's just me. But then John's like, whatever's haunting us, don't
Oh,
worry, I'm gonna.
the guy with the super long legs you're talking about?
Yeah, he looked like the tall man from
He had
Phantasm.
super long legs.
Hence why I say he looked like the tall man. But John's like, no, don't worry, we got a really good thin place. I'm gonna use my magic seal to lock this guy who's been tormenting you guys in, and you'll be all right. And because it's John Constantine, it goes all wrong. He can't help fuck up. He's like Randy. He should go lay on a
I
box.
know his friend kept telling him like this is a bad idea. All your ideas are bad ideas, and this is not
No!
gonna work out. And he's just like, no, it'll work out. It'll be fine.
Didn't you read Garth Ennis's Hellblazer? Like, John Constantine was like, don't worry about it, we'll get through it together. And by us, I mean me. Always something. John always saves his own ass. But again, he saved his own ass, but not Gary, because Gary's gone.
Luckily, it's only Gary though. Like everybody else was able to run away.
But Gary got stuck in the seal, yeah.
Yeah, the giant monster demon thing that came after them. It was just like such a huge thing. Doesn't even look like he's gonna be able to handle it. So he's gotta call on the guy who Gary was trying to tell him to go for help. John's finally like, all right, well, I gotta go to this guy now.
Going to go
Clearly,
to,
I can't handle this.
and he's like, oh, it's since it's 2015, I'm gonna use my smartphone to buy a train ticket. Oh wait, a plane ticket. You can't take a plane, a train from New York to wait. Can you?
Where's he going?
London,
Oh, London.
LHR, London
No, I don't
Heathrow.
think so. I don't think he can take a train.
I'm sure you can take a bus to like the ocean, and then like you can catch a boat.
I like this. This kind of reminded me of the manga that I'm reading.
Oh boy.
Oh
Go ahead, talk about the manga.
You don't want me to.
Go ahead.
Kamisama Kiss. Well, because like they talk
Volumes
about
1 through 4, available now.
by Juliet Suzuki, but she talks about how there's the land of Ayakashis and demons. The way you get to them are the dark places. It just reminded me of because of they talk about thin places here, and she references them as
When Melissa
being
McCarthy can't go?
where shadows are, where twilight happens and stuff like that, and dark wells and kind of like that. Just remind me of that
My favorite
land.
part is when she just drew in the sidelines and was like, I play with my cat. I was like, oh yeah, that sounds fun.
Good stuff. Good stuff. There's
That's
some pretty freaky monsters in that Hellblazer too. And a lot of them seem like really into deviant sex stuff too.
because the writer's probably like, ugh, oh no, it discovers my secret. My sexy secret.
All kinds of demons too, not just the sexy types.
Oh yeah, there's some non-sexy ones too.
Yeah, they're the ones that, just want to feed you donuts for the rest of your life.
What's the
Until your feet can't reach the floor no more, they're just wiggling in there.
have all the donuts you like. He ate all of them. More. We gotta watch some Simpsons before I leave. Oh, all right. All Star Section 8, number 2. Six Pack is trying to recruit Green Lantern.
Right, and you know what? I loved issue one, but this issue two was so nasty.
Oh, fucking Beidar wearing the Wonder Woman costume, because the Six Pack is like, we're all gonna dress
Oh,
up like the Justice
but then
League.
you also had the other guy who was like trying to sneak a peek
Oh,
at him as if he
yeah.
didn't realize that this is clearly not. Well, is he a woman?
I
I don't
don't
think he's a
know. I
woman.
don't know what the fuck
Like,
Beidar
it's just
is.
an alien.
Great cover by Amanda Conner, though. I thought it was funny that when Green Lantern
Oh, I
finally
didn't even
ditched it.
realize she did the cover.
Yeah. I was laughing at the end when Green Lantern, because they were like, yeah, we got Green Lantern to join Section 8. And then when he does show up, he's threatening a lawsuit.
Yeah, he is
Yeah,
like, oh hell no. You
it
people can't put this kind of stuff together.
was better, though.
know. I did like the fact that he was like fighting this giant dinosaur in the background
Oh, with
for
the
a bunch of
lightsaber?
scenes.
Yes! I was like, where'd the dinosaur get the lightsaber from? Why are they dueling? What the fuck? Yeah, I knew Garth Ennis would come up with something like this. I just
It
can't.
was like so nasty seeing him like vomit on the other characters.
Yeah, everyone's like, what the
Six
fuck?
pack, yeah.
Oh, and then Six Pack tries to return the
And
costumes.
he's just like, time to get more beer after I vomited over all you guys. He's so nasty.
So it's bueno excelente. Ugh. But yeah, Green Lantern ain't having none of that. He's like, I'm not joining this league. Give me for my fucking lawyer. I'm like, wow, he's pretty pissed. Well,
I was surprised because I thought, he would have joined up like all the other guys.
hell no, he's trying to
He
get the
was
hell out
just
of
like,
Dodge.
I'm grade A character here. I'm not gonna join
Like,
your
yeah,
lousy
your
grade
group.
F.
You guys suck. I haven't seen Hitman in this whole thing yet, but I just loved issue one where Batman was like, "Oh, I break my back for you people."
Yeah, I know. That was the best. This was okay, not as good, but it's still kind of entertaining.
Well, since it's a miniseries, I guess they can continue on.
Yeah.
Maybe we get some more interesting things that happen. All right, the last book we're going to talk about is Batman number 42, part 2 of Super Heavy.
I really did not like this. I didn't care for it at all.
Well,
put me to sleep.
That's fucking bad. Oh, my God. Because Bat Gordon is like, got to fight these bad guys. Now he's got powers.
He's just like, this is a huge monologue for himself, and he's constantly thinking about, like, what it is to be Batman, and he's, like, thinking about, like, why he doesn't have his own Batmobile, and...
He gets his fucking truck! He gets a Bat truck!
He gets destroyed in one instant, and then, you know, back to no more Batmobile.
He's got a fucking mechanized Batman suit. Fuck him. And his nicotine patches.
It's more interesting to see Bruce Wayne there, I guess.
Yeah, with the beard, and he's just like, doop doop.
Clearly not bad.
He's like, doop doop. I'm just working for people now. I'm a man of the people.
Yeah.
Because this Batman is funded by Powers Industry. So,
yeah.
Which, hey, if you remember from Batman Beyond, Wayne Powers. Powers Industry merged with Wayne Industries. Yeah, I was like, that sounds familiar. Wayne Industries. I gave a wrestler that name. You'll be Wayne Powers. Sounds sexy. So, yeah, Bruce Wayne is back, not dead, but does he remember his time as being Batman? How did he survive after getting stabbed by the Joker so many times during whatever that story was that Snyder did to boost sales?
I think he's just keeping low, you know, maintaining, like, a low profile right now.
Mm-hmm. I thought he didn't even know who he was.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
well, like, the other people around him, surprisingly, because there was, like, this other younger kid who had some connection to Batman, and they were like, oh, do you think he's still alive or something like that? And in comes Bruce Wayne. Yeah, he doesn't say a thing about him.
That's when I think he...
not recognize him with the beard?
No, Batman rescued the kid, remember, from during the whole siege with the Joker, the little kid?
That's
yeah, that's
the
him.
Kid.
Yeah.
He was like the little Bruce Wayne?
Yeah.
Ah. So, totally didn't put that together.
So, yeah, I just remembered it now myself, to be totally honest with you.
Yeah.
So Jim Gordon is like, Bruce Wayne, need to talk to you, bro. And he's just like, why are you where I'm talking to Bruce Wayne? Best friends for never.
So maybe that kid's keeping Bruce's secret. He knows about him, too.
Yeah. And also, Jim Gordon was eating candy cigarettes. What do you think of the mechanized Batman costume that he's wearing?
I don't like it at all.
But he has another costume underneath it.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Damn, you just want the classic Batman back.
Yeah, I don't like Jim Gordon as Batman. And then he doesn't like it too much either because he's so restricted in what he can do. Because he's trying to talk to the commissioner, trying to help him out. He's like, yeah, we're going to, you know, work together. And she's like, no, that's not how we do things.
You work for us. Yeah, you're not outside the law.
GCPD is going to handle this and we'll call you in, you know, just when photographers are around.
I think we need to sweep the stuff up when we're done. Being awesome.
So you'd be like the face so people, you know, see that there's still Batman and a hero.
Well, unfortunately, they're not going to make... Oh, they should make this Batman. They're like, Gordon, you got to wear a body camera. Make sure you're not hurting anybody out there.
Because they're like really making him all about just being a symbol, not really anything else.
Liam Neeson will be proud. All right, everyone. That wraps up this episode of The Verbal Mosh. We'll be back with episode 320 later in the week. Go to theverbalmosh.com and you can find the links to all our websites, our social networking sites, as well as our sponsors. So www.theverbalmosh.com. And if you want to leave us a quick email, theverbalmosh@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out our movie reviews as well as comic reviews on our website as well. So that is it. And